Hey, I'm Nice Girl, and today we're talking about my new album, Yummy.
Making music for a while now, and this album in particular marks a change in direction for you. What's it like looking back on your previous releases, and what was your initial approach to this new album?
I guess it's like nice looking back and like hearing what I made. I think it's kind of the same really. I kind of did the same thing. I just got on my computer and played around. Maybe now I have like a little bit more of an understanding of what I'm doing, but it's still like child play, you know? I kind of want to completely change my direction, really. I think I got a little stuck trying to be in a certain world that I don't think I ever fit into, kind of like a underground club world. And I always wanted to make music for that sort of environment, but I realized that that's not me, and that's okay. And yeah, I want to change like everything. I just want to have a little bit more fun, and yeah.
You also released a record last year called Up. Do you think that was the start in this shift in sound?
Yeah, Up was definitely the beginning of the change, but it was still transitioning. So that was like older work when I was in both headspaces, and then newer work as well. And now I feel like this album is solely with that change. I think around the time last year when I went to Europe and did a wee tour, that was probably around about when it started, just before then. And I kind of knew when I was about to go to Europe, what am I doing? And then I also made a lot of the music while I was in Europe. It all kind of like started around then. And then it was, yeah, going to Europe was a good experience to open my eyes to what I did not enjoy doing. And yeah, then when I came back, I was pretty inspired, and yeah.
We'll be right back. Michael Kime is on this record. Could you talk to me about your connection with them and how did he end up on this first track?
So Michael Kime is my dad and he's a bass player. And yeah, it's been cool. If I come back to New Zealand, we will play around. I usually have like songs and I don't know what to do on the lower end. And so I just play around with him. It's nice bonding. I think it might have been one of the first songs I made, actually. Yeah, so when I initially thought of the album idea, that was actually at the top, so I rolled with that. I forgot about it and my computer's clutter and I happened to be looking through to try and find a particular song and then I stumbled across that and I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it was like done. So I was like, sweet, that will sound good with the other ones. Sometimes if I know I've done like a vocal thing on something and I've made a new track that like needs vocals, then I have to like flick through and find those particular sound so I can take pieces.
Thank you.
post a night out, and I had a quite long period of writer's block, but I had a big night out, and then I woke up, and sometimes I can wake up in a really good mood after that, and I just wrote that in my bed. Really sick at the time and bored, so bored in Berlin, and I wrote that song, and then I think I just recorded the vocal on my phone and then imported that into the song, and it came together in a couple of hours.
Tell me something. I can't believe. I can't believe.
Yeah, also, that was made in Berlin, maybe even the next day, actually, after the Something song. And I really like that song, actually. Just wrote it on my computer, even, just literally using my keypad as the keys, as the keyboard, yeah. Actually, that's where my partner's family lives, and I can always write music there. It's like very calming, and his dad has a little studio with some actually really good monitors, some Genelec monitors, and I just wrote that one day, and it was nice.
Thank you.
Do, I think it's the next one. That one I think was the latest song that I wrote before the album was done. That one feels like even more of a direction that I'm going in. Yummy was probably one of the earlier songs, definitely from last year. That one's really like silly, and I guess that's the name of the album. I think I wrote the album like knowing that song was gonna be one of the singles of the album. yeah, than Pot Raiders. I just like a funny little jam, and yeah, just to finish the whole thing. Hey, I'm Nice Girl, and you're listening to Totally Wired on BFM.